Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is in regards to conflict resolution, and the title is Speak Your Mind. So seeking happiness is something we all pretty much have in common. It's everybody in life would like to be happy, of course, and there's some current debate. I'd actually read a book called The 12 Laws of Life, something like that, by Jordan Peterson, and the concept of happiness versus purpose was a really neat discussion in the sense of, if you seek happiness, happiness is an emotion, and we never really feel one single emotion continually all the time. I don't even know if that would necessarily be healthy for us. So, for example, things change and wave and move around in our lives. So I might be happy right now, but I stubbed my toe and now I'm unhappy. So seeking happiness is kind of like chasing after a moving target. So his argument would be instead is to find purpose in your life. Find a reason for you to be alive and a reason for the actions that you perform each day and a reason to move through the changing emotions. So if I'm not happy, if I'm sad, how do I continue to move forward in my life? And that would be through purpose and having like a drive or a meaning to what I do. And that allows you to live a more fulfilled life. And within that fulfillment, you're going to find more happiness. So that's kind of a really neat concept, is recognizing that maybe happiness itself isn't the goal. It's a side product of what the goal might really should be. And part of us finding happiness in life, finding contentment, being okay with what's going on in our lives and not being depressed every day, part of the challenge of that is dealing with other people. And often we get frustrated because they don't do what we want them to do or what we expect from them. So there's a behavior that we want from someone in our life, whether it's a spouse or a friend, a coworker, or, you know, just somebody you see in a grocery store. So we all know that people, those people that stop in the middle of an aisle in the grocery store as if they're the only people on the planet and they're completely oblivious to everyone else in their way. So those are the people that we, even though we only know them for 30 seconds, they annoy the crap out of us. So and then we have people that we know for a lot more than 30 seconds and they annoy us as well. And again, mainly the reason why is there's an expectation on our end of what they should or shouldn't do or what we want them to do, and they don't do it. And one thing we can think of in recognizing this and how we can find more happiness and contentment with dealing with other people is recognizing that they can't read our minds. And often what we want from them isn't necessarily something that they're even aware of, or something that they want from themselves. And this would be in a sense of more so maybe like daily actions. So for example, maybe every morning you get up, say you're with a spouse, like a husband and wife kind of thing, or whatever your situation might be. And you get up in the morning and the sink is full of dirty dishes. And you don't like starting your day with having to do dishes every day and it being dirty and just kind of starting with a mess. You would rather wake up and see a clean sink, clean kitchen, and it kind of makes you feel more excited for the day, and you can kind of move on with what is progressive for the day rather than having to clean up yesterday before you can even get started today. That's something you might want to like voice with your partner and have them help you in that. So if they're one of the ones who leave the dirty dishes in the sink, you know, maybe they could learn to just clean those dishes up at night. It only takes, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Or they could learn to put them in the dishwasher, so that way they're out of sight, out of mind. But there's maybe just something you want from them. But if you never tell them that, every single morning you wake up and there's dishes in the sink, and every single morning you're annoyed. So that's something that if we don't bring to light, if we don't bring it to their awareness, they're probably never going to change it because they're not aware that it's something that needs changed. And therefore, every single morning you're going to wake up and be unhappy to start your day. But does it really have to be that way? You know, can't we tell them, can't we speak our mind and let them know what we're thinking and have it turn out well? So there are some times where there's moments and situations that we can control that'll make a change in the outcome without having to bring it to their attention. So, for example, in the gym world, we have bar holders in the gym. So where we have barbells, big, long, like, you know, 7 foot long bars that weigh 45 pounds, so that most gyms have. And we have holders that store the bars up and down, so vertically. And often when people go to put the bar in the holder, they just kind of tilt it to the top of the holder. Once they know it's kind of like in line, they let go of it, and the bar drops to the bottom, and it jars off the bottom of the holder. Well, as a gym owner who has paid $300 up to $500 for those barbells, that pisses me off. So it's not very fun hearing a $500 bar getting smashed into the ground over and over again multiple times a day. And when I first opened the gym, one of the gym rules is to respect the equipment and put everything back, and to the point where I have kicked people out for that. So it's not an arbitrary rule or something you write on a paper but don't enforce. So in our gym, if you do not put equipment away on a regular basis, you get kicked out. Everybody makes mistakes. That's fine. We just don't want people who are repetitive in their mistakes. So for the first few years, I would get really annoyed when people just drop the bar into the holder and jar the bar. And no matter how many times I'd make a sign or kind of, you know, try to bring it to their awareness, they'd forget here or there, or a new person would join the gym, and it was just always a constant battle. So for a while, I was just mad all day, every day, about people banging up these stuff. However, one day I realized that in the holder, I could cut up a cloth and shove a cloth down to the bottom. And that way, when they drop the bar, it'll hit into the cloth before it just smashes into the bottom. And now, all of a sudden, all of our bar holders, they all have cloth and small rubber pieces in the bottom to help cushion the drop. So that was something in which I wasn't able to change people, because I was dealing with a lot of people. I was, however, able to change the situation. So I could change the bar holders, and therefore I could alleviate the problem. But what do we do in situations where the situation itself can't be changed? And we need to either bring it up to the person, like speak it to the person, or we just have to swallow that anger every day. Obviously, swallowing that anger every day is not going to be the healthiest thing in the world. So that's something that we need to go ahead and bring to their attention if we want to have happiness in our life, if we want to get rid of that frustration, that daily annoyance, that daily madness. So it would be good for us to speak our minds and let them know what's going on. However, often we don't because we fear that they might get mad, or we don't really know what the right way to do it. So oftentimes people put this stuff off forever, and by the time you do want to say something, you're so angry and annoyed, and it's been buried deep within, and you're afraid you're just going to blow up or say something incorrectly. So what's some of the ways that we can go about speaking our mind or letting people know how we feel in a better way? Well, the first thing would be to recognize that we can't control their response. So if somebody's going to get mad to a correction, there's not much we can do about that. Now, how we deliver the message does play a large part. But even a well-delivered message to somebody who does not like being corrected, is they're still going to get mad. They're still going to get angry. So we need to recognize that if we feel like this is worth mentioning, then we have to accept the possibility that they can get mad. So you want to look at it and make sure there's nothing on your end that you can correct, or you've corrected everything you can on your end, and you've corrected everything about the situation. But if something still needs corrected and you need to voice it to them, then you need to decide, is this important enough that if they do get mad, it's worth it? So once you make that decision and you want to say it, then you have to release yourself from the fear that they're going to get mad. And also, I would say that if this is something that annoys you on a regular basis, the fear of them being mad isn't important enough that you should not speak it. If this is something that annoys you every day and it's contributing to your unhappiness every single day, then it's worth mentioning, even if they do get mad, okay? And especially if you approach this the right way and at a place of love and wanting to understand that this is improving your health and happiness and even improving your connection with that other person. So you're doing it to make things better. If you're truly doing it to make things better, then it's absolutely worth saying, because it's going to make your life better, make their life better, make the communication between yourselves better. So release yourself of the responsibility of their reaction. You cannot control their reaction ultimately, so you can do your part by delivering the message the best you can, But if it's something that annoys you every day, then it's worth saying, and it's worth the risk that maybe they will get annoyed. Okay. So now, once we decide we do want to speak it, and we release ourselves from the responsibility of their reaction, how do we go about giving the message in the best way? Well, one method is something similar to what we've all heard of before is a compliment sandwich, which is means where you kind of give somebody a compliment, you kind of tell them maybe something you want them to work on or something they need to improve, and then you give them a compliment again. So maybe something like, hey, man, you're doing a great job in the gym. I really like it, the effort you're giving in. You're getting a little too excited sometimes and kind of banging the weights around. So if you don't mind kind of being a little bit nicer with the weights, I'd appreciate it. But I love, love, love that you come in here and you try to kill it every workout. So that's a really awesome mentality, and I wish more people would take their training as seriously as you do. So thank you for being a great member. So, pretty good way of saying it, right? So I got to say a little bit of what I wanted to say, but overall it was a relatively positive message. And that's something we want to do when we're trying to give correction to somebody or we're trying to get a situation to change, is using that kind of sandwich approach. So something you can do is think of is praising them for something they do well. Explain the situation that's currently happening that's creating unhappiness in your life. Explain how you would want them to address it. And then praise them again for the things they do well. So, for example, let's take the dishes in the sink. So you can say to them, you know, when the timing is right, in terms of like a, you know, like a dinner conversation or you guys are just relaxing together, you can say, hey, you know, thank you for the help you gave me today with figuring out, you know, that problem I had earlier in the day. So whatever example, let's just say they helped you fix your car. I don't know. I'm just throwing something out there. So, hey, thank you for taking the time to help me fix my car. I really appreciate that. That's something that, you know, I don't really know a lot about. So I really appreciate you taking the time to help me there. However, I did want to kind of mention to you something. Every morning, whenever I get up in the morning and I kind of go out to the kitchen, there's dishes every day in the sink, and it kind of just a little bit bothers me a little bit. So it's a little bit of a bummer way to start my day, is having to clean up those dishes rather than being able to just start on the things for that day. I always kind of feel a little depressed that I have to clean up from the day before. So I always have to do things from the day before I can even start this day. And I was wondering if you didn't mind helping me kind of get rid of that kind of negativity or getting rid of that unhappiness. So I was thinking, like, maybe, you know, myself included, we could do those final dishes, you know, the night before. So after we have dinner, maybe we can do the dishes or put them in the sink, or, you know, if you have a late night snack, maybe we can just wipe those, you know, clean those dishes by hand, or like I said, throw them in the dishwasher, just kind of put them kind of out of the sink, out of sight, out of mind a little bit. You know, maybe that way it would help the next day I could wake up and just start my day a little bit happier. You know, I think that might be a nice way for me, a nice little change for me to find some more happiness in my life. So if you don't mind, I'll work with you, and I'm going to do that too from the part that I have, that I control. And maybe we can kind of do that together. And if there's anything that I can do for you, let me know. Like if there's any unhappiness or anything that I might be able to help with, I'm happy to do so. So it'd be fun to work on this kind of stuff together. So that's an example of trying to give praise and happiness at the beginning, explain the situation, explain how you'd want it corrected and addressed, and then kind of end on a positive note. So these conversations can seem very challenging at first if you've never done them, but as you practice them more and more, you do get better at them. So this is something I've had to learn in business as a business owner, and especially a business that deals with a lot of people every day. So is learning how to address things that do need addressed, that cannot be put off. They do need addressed. But how to address them in a good way. So I'll give you an example is, is recently with the business is we've had a couple leaks in the ceiling at the business I'm at. And then currently we have one of the lights in the parking lot is out. So I have to get the business managers, the building managers, to kind of help with that stuff. So when the light went out in the parking lot, I did need to message them and get that corrected. It's, you know, good for safety purposes for the gym members. And I used the situation of them helping me with the leaks in the past as a good way to lead into that. So I sent them an email explaining that the help they did with the leaks has worked really well, and I really appreciate it. And the gym's running a lot smoother now, and I really, the members are all happy, you know, that the equipment is taken care of, and you know, there's no danger or anything going on with the leaks. So that was really cool, and thank you for the help. However, we do have a situation now in the parking lot where one of the lights is out, and it makes it kind of dark for the members. It's a little scary, you know, maybe even like a little bit of a safety issue. So if I could get help with that, as the way you guys helped me with those leaks, I'd really appreciate it. I really appreciate the support you give to me as a tenant here, and I'm very happy with how things are going. So there's something you can explain in sense of explaining the way to get the light addressed, but doing so, like we said, with that kind of like a correction sandwich or a compliment sandwich approach. Now, some people that I talk to in business, they hate this way. So this is how I tend to do business, because people are much more eager to help you than they are eager to do something that you have told them to do. So, for example, if I ask for help with the lights, they're more likely to help than if I tell them the light's out and tell them they need to fix it. That's human nature. Everyone responds better. So if I were to say, hey, can you help me with this problem? Rather than, hey, I need you to da-da-da-da-da. So we all respond better whenever we get asked to do something rather than told to do something. And I use that approach in business. Not everybody does, because some people are afraid of being walked over. So sometimes if you're too nice, they won't do it. So then your niceness level has to vary and get lower and lower and lower and get more directive. But I would rather start too nice than start too mean. And that's the same thing we want to do when we give corrections or when we explain situations to friends and family and people we care about, is it's better to ask for help than it is to tell them to do things. So this is an important thing, and this is how we can get our message across and be able to speak our mind and get us to be a little bit happier in life, is go ahead and mention it, but mention it in a way in which you're asking for help rather than telling them what they need to do. So the next key is that whenever they do anything that you ask them to do, you praise them for it, even if they did a crappy job. So an example might be as if you want someone to clean something. So maybe you want some help cleaning things around the house. Well, if the person you're asking for the help does a kind of a half-assed job, it wasn't that great, it's better to praise them for what they did do and say, hey, I really appreciate you helping me. That was really nice of you. Thank you very much. And then you can go ahead and correct it and do it over again, maybe when they're not looking, so don't let them know that. And don't give them correction right away. So don't say, hey, you know, thanks for doing that, but I need you to do it this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. Because they're just going to feel defeated or feel negative. So it's better at first to just praise for their effort. And that's what you want to think of, is the effort, not really the outcome. So if they're trying hard, praise them for it. Now, if they're kind of half-assed and they're not really trying, you can tell them is, hey, you know, I need you to step this up a little bit. You know, like I asked for the help and, you know, I understand it might not be something you really want to do, but if you do do it, it does help make things go better. So you can kind of correct a little bit about effort. But if they give good effort, don't shoot them down right away. Praise them for it. You know, give them several times of praise before you offer any corrections. So, and then when you do make corrections, offer them only one at a time. So you want to make sure that you're praising way more than you're correcting, so that way they feel like it's an overall positive experience. So people will want to already improve what they do if they feel praised by it. So if I told you you're doing an awesome job at something, you're going to naturally already try to think of ways to do it even better. Instead of me saying, hey, that was pretty good, but I need you to do this, this, and this, and this, and this. You're just going to feel like, oh, crap, why did I even try, you know, if I didn't get any of it right. So it's really important to praise more than you correct, and also just give praises without correction. So let them just feel like they did a good job sometimes, and that could be a good thing. So what you want to do is give small corrections over time, but give praise more often, and then only expect things to be about 80 to 90%. So no one is perfect, not even you. So maybe there will still be some dishes in the sink, you know, once or twice a week. But that's a hell of a lot better than every day. And it's easier for us to address maybe a 10 or 20% of something missing rather than having to address all 100%. So since we're not perfect, we can't expect others to be perfect. And we need to recognize that if they're doing an 80-ish percent job, that's still 80% you don't have to do now. You're now down to only 20%. So that's a big help. So think of this overall big picture, is if someone's actions are negatively impacting your happiness, See what you can change within yourself or within the situation first. And then, if needed, speak your mind. Tell them what's bothering you. Tell them how you would like them to correct it. And then praise them for their efforts. Okay? So use that correction sandwich, that compliment sandwich approach, and use lots and lots and lots of praise. So if you're going to address it, address it well. And find contentment in the improvement of the situation, not aiming for perfection because perfection isn't possible. If you keep a perfectionist mindset, you're always going to be unhappy. If you look for an improvement mindset, then you are going to be happy, recognizing that things have gotten better. Okay? So, and then the other key point would be to always offer to do the same for the other person. So whether this is a spouse or a friend or a coworker or whatever, is if there's something they're doing that annoys you, there may be something you're doing that annoys them. So you can offer to work on it together. And that can help a lot. So if both of you feel like you're in like the same situation, in terms of like they don't feel like they're being yelled at or corrected, if you're both working on improving yourselves to make each other happier, that's a much better journey. That's a journey that the other person is going to be more happy to take on and more excited to be a part of. So always, always, always offer to do something in return. So there's something you can think of with conflict resolution, is if something is bothering you, it's okay to speak your mind and voice it. Make sure you control everything on your end and in the situation first. And then when you do voice it well. Voice it mixed with praise. Offer to them the correction or solution you'd want them to make. So don't make them read your mind, and don't make them guess at how to correct it. Tell them exactly how you'd want them to correct it. And then praise them for their efforts. Not the outcome, but the efforts. And their efforts will improve over time. Okay? And then recognize that it's never going to be perfect, but at least it's better than the way it was before. And find happiness and contentment in that improvement. And offer to do the same for them. Okay? So good little summary. This is something that's taken me a long time in business to understand and accept that this is part of just life. So part of life with other people is the fact you sometimes have to address how you're annoying each other. The more you hide this stuff, the more you just swallow that anger every single day. It's going to eat you up. Okay? So stop putting it off. Start getting it corrected on your end too. Okay? And see if you can get rid of that unhappiness so that we can live a little bit of a happier life. Cool. So hopefully this was helpful. If you like more information from us, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you like the podcast, please share it. So the more people we help, the happier the world's going to be. And then if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions for future podcasts, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about, okay? And you can reach us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.